talking about some of the stuff. Dr. Ron, you stimulated me to think about healthcare, along with the research of Dr. Cassidy, who's also a medical doctor over in the Senate. And I took your plan, the Academy plan, and Dr. Cassidy's plan, and put some of my ideas over 4 decades of practice in medicine. And I went into medicine kind of as laterally. I was actually about to be an oceanographer, and I would have had full tenureship at age 28, according to my professors in marine bacteriology and oceanography. I didn't intend to go into medicine, except my grandfather wanted me to find the cause of diabetes. But now that I went into it as an ecological doctor, I realized that most of the problems in medicine have never been approached by people that are what I call logical scientists. It's approached by people who went into medicine because a relative is a doctor, they want to make a lot of money, they didn't have the intellectual capacities or the creativity, because medicine is an art based on science, and if you neither have really good science that's based on exquisite inductive and deductive logic, and you can't play with your mental blocks, and it has to be artistically applied, which is what the Academy does. I mean, many of the things that doctors do in anti-aging medicine is not only logical, but it's like it defies even saying, hey, you know, if a person is toxic, of course they're going to age quickly if they've got heavy metals in their body and biotoxins and endocrine disruptors. One of the things that we've talked about, and you want to, on the break, we're going to be putting forward this Mountain Red Velvet new formula when it becomes oral form, which is DR cap. But the IV form I'm going to actually be able to give to stem cell and regenerative clinics like the University of Madison, Wisconsin, and they can actually take decellularized hearts. And with a person's own stem cells, regenerate a heart won't have 2 or 3% pulsatile cardiomyocytes in the matrix of the collagen of the decellularized heart, but have a full heart regeneration, or literally create an embryonic form of a specific, say, a limb. And when the limb gets large enough to transplant it back to the host, let's say someone who's got an IED and a leg blown off or needs a new eyeball, we're going to be able to do that in the future. These things are, we're going to imagineer, like Disney said, Disney Corporation, I love some of the terms he used, the imagineering, the future, and we're going to create the future. The future is medicine is going to allow, like you say in your plan, metabolic testing of every American every 6 months, interventions that involve epigenetic and genetic and nutritional, and metabolic, like our NutriMeds and other technologies like morphogenic field therapy, hyperbaric oxygen clinics, or you go to a spa for a week or two, and you actually get regenerated so that by the, when you come out, your actual biological age can be reduced from, say, 85 to 35. Aging is bidirectional, and if you start apprehending that, we realized we can have well elderly at 150 or 200 that are not, you know,
without question. I mean, you look around now, and I'll tell you, when I was growing up, living to be, you know, you were old, if, you know, people were old in their 50s, in their 60s, they were seriously old, in their 70s, they were mostly dead.
Right.
Today, I'm looking around, I'm seeing people in their 90s who are doing just fine. My mom's 97.
Right.
And she's banging along like a, like she was years ago.
I want to give you credit for that. You did some things to your mom because you're an anti-aging specialist. So you did a lot of things to actually take her from a state which she probably had some biological tendencies to live old, and you got her to reverse her aging process using some of the techs, which, by the way, people say, well, Donald Trump looks awfully frisky for his age, and so does our Patriots quarterback that won the Super Bowl. It's because both of them see our colleagues that are anti-aging specialists in New York and Boston.
Yeah, anti-aging regenerative medicine is solid science. It works. And right now we can turn the clock back reliably 15, 20 years, and some people even more. But we're just at the cusp. We're just at the cusp of this science. You know, it's like an iceberg. Only not even 10% of it's peeking above the surface.
Right.
90% of it, 95% is yet to be discovered. And the technologies are just incredible. And so one day we're going to look at age as just a number. And that's really our goal.
Now, let me tell you the state of art, because since we talked and you were visiting last, I think, a year ago, February, so it's about a year and a half ago, here's the state of the art. We now have three testing clinics. One's in, about to launch in Northern California, but we have PPRDI in New York, and we've got John Mazzoni, that's with Jim Gersey, and John Mazzoni in Fayetteville, Arkansas. If they go to the clinic, they can get a QRMA and metapathia scan with Hunter function. We also have other test sites that can actually do QRMA testing, which is a quantum resonant magnetic analysis by Dr. Zhu in China. Literally hundreds of years of research in China. They're way ahead of the West in Russia with Dr. Nesterov in the Russian Academy of Nonlinear Science. What I've done is I've stood on their shoulders and I've developed technology that even extends beyond that. So if they go to one of these clinics, I can actually log on to TeamViewer 12, watch on, let's say, a Google Drive their video of their analysis of their icons that come up on the cross-sectional organ screen, because it can look at specific organs, tissues, right down to DNA. And I can also log on to TeamViewer 12 and do what's called frequency spectral harmonic analysis with the tables. And I can spend a number of hours actually going through different tables of frequencies to tell you what minerals are out of balance, what heavy metals. I can even tell you biotoxins. I had a gentleman that came by my studio, who was a good friend of mine, and I did a scan on him the other day. He turned out to have early sclerosing myxomatous changes of his aortic valve, which he had no idea or symptoms, calcification of his anterior descending coronary artery, staph aureus in his left lower lobe, and serious degenerative changes in his left knee that need to have orthopedic evaluation and clean out, plus their anti-aging nutraceuticals, and Hylan, which is a molecular weight polymer of rooster combs that I put in for many times, to allow him to have a hydroviscous layer to give him time for his own regenerative process for his knee, so he can avoid a total knee replacement. But he had no idea he was going to get a calcified artery, that he was developing aortic stenosis, or he had a left lower lobe staph aureus infection, because it even tells you the pathogen. What we are doing is we can also do what's called resonant frequency metatherapy. So the machine also has the capacity to do that. We can actually change the biocircuits. But I've worked beyond what Dr. Nesterov has developed. I can actually take the spectral patterns and do frequency neutralization, just like the zapper you talked about, which is, can you talk about that for a bit? Because the zapper machine is one of the technologies that's similar to my DynaTens, which I have patents going back to 1986, but I'm going to advance it further, which means if I can have the resonant frequency of a specific illness, I can actually turn it off electronically. I can turn off the circuit pattern and the harmonic resonant frequency using neutralization technology.
Hello?
So the zapper, let's talk about the zapper. What is it? And who was the inventor? And, why was it a good little device?
Well, it was interesting technology developed by Dr. Beck.
Right.
Some 30 years ago, and Dr. Beck was looking at the cause of disease. Many times the cause of disease being being associated with chronic infection and stealth infections, and viruses and mycoplasma and small bacteria that were undetected otherwise, and
yeah.
What he came up with is a way of neutralizing these pathogens by running an electric current, a relatively small electric current, high frequency, through the skin over an artery, and in the space of if you put over your radial artery or your ulnar artery, in the space of about 20 minutes, almost all the blood flow in the body is running through there. And you're able to deactivate an awful lot of viruses, an awful lot of mycobacteria, other
right.
types of pathogens.
Right. Now, we know
and
that
so,
the average person that has cancer can have up to 20 different pathogens in their cancer tissue. No oncologist that I know actually know that. And I was an infectious disease expert for decades. I was at a CDC reference lab. And when I talk to people, the cancer always is infected, always a sink for biotoxins. They look at me queer. It's like, are you kidding me? Don't you understand? I can do immunotoxicology and prove to you that the average person with cancer has multiple pathogens. So he was absolutely correct. Dr. Beck was absolutely correct. And not only that, every disease has three different moduses. They're always have electron deficient, which Linus Pauling talked about. That's why vitamin C, our special power C, is so important. It's liquid electrons. Every tissue is hypoxic and has free radicals. Any disease state whatsoever, including aging itself, has those three different sine qua nons. If those are not present, disease cannot occur. And I even discovered using my Keithy Enterprises device that I had 20 years ago with my research, you could scan over someone's right knee if they had rheumatoid, but if you went to the left knee, those biocircuits weren't present. So even though they had T lymphocytes that could attack the joint wasn't attacked if the biocircuit wasn't present. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And it's not just cancer. It's also heart disease. And heart
everything,
disease, we're
everything.
Finding... Yeah, everything. But in heart disease, we're finding, chlamydia. We're finding bacteria from tooth decay.
Yeah.
Finding themselves in the plaques the plaques in the coronary arteries.
Right.
We're finding calcifications. We're finding stealth bacteria that produce calcification within the soft tissues.
That's why we have our three major antipathogenics. I have the only NASA contract engineer makes the only monoatomic Tesla-activated iodine in the world called a neutriodine. We have our Nutrius Silver that I designed and released about 6 months ago. It's the only angstrom silver, hydrogenated silver in the planet that is wrapped in an enzymatic liposomal envelope. We're using that same technology for indium E, that it takes indium and actually brings it into the nucleoplasm to remineralize your DNA, and that'll be released probably the next week. So that technology is coming out. So we have a number of unique technologies to kill pathogens. But people should understand is that we call the big pharma companies actually persecuted people like Raymond Rife and others that wanted to look into electronics of disease and so on. And the only few surviving technologies were electroencephalograms and electrocardiography. Everything else was being suppressed by big pharma because they didn't want to look at disease as a bioharmonic resonant frequency that allowed disease to occur and epigenetically controlled your genes. They didn't want to see that. And they didn't want people to have ways of identifying disease early before you get symptomatic so you could actually change the physiology and the epigenetics so it wouldn't occur. To me, this is evil because medicine in America is big as the next four largest corporations of business types on the entire planet. That's how big the business of we call corporate medicine is in America. It's huge.
It is. It's amazing. Let me ask you a question, though, Bill. Did you read, I'm an avid, I read all the journals because I'm one of the editors for WorldHealth.net, which is the official website of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine.
Yes.
And we have over 100,000 articles online there all about preventing disease and preventing aging-related disorders and actually treating and curing these disorders at WorldHealth.net. But
right.
Over the last couple of years, there have been three or four different papers published by the likes of MIT and IBM and a couple of universities talking about a universal antiviral drug that was developed, that was under investigation, and then it just went silent into the memory hole.
Well, I have
the original.
I know they want to hide that because a lot of the illnesses, you see, you have to look at the agenda. Now, a lot of people say, well, now you're getting into conspiracy theory, but you remember I'm half a lawyer as well. Okay, I went to Stony Brook Legal Center, took additional courses with the BIMI, et cetera. I have to tell people the legal system is criminal in America and around the world. And what they want the big pharma people to do, they want to bury this stuff because if you have universal antivirals, a lot of the disease we don't realize. For example, did you know that asthma is actually rhinovirus subclass 3, which is a cold virus that chronically grows in the bronchi and respiratory bronchioles of asthmatics? So all asthmatics have got the cold virus chronically growing in their bronchi and their respiratory bronchioles. When you look at nanobacteria, which are in your mouth, they're the primary cause of heart disease. So if you've eaten too much non-free-range chicken, you're going to have arsenic, or if you have high levels of free iron, we call the iron time bomb, or you've got uranium or some other heavy metal like arsenic in your water supply, or cadmium from gutta-percha in your teeth, or mercury amalgams, you're going to end up with that actually amplifying with the nanobacteria the production of oxidized sugar, which glycates your proteins, and oxidized fatty acids and VLDL3 or small particle HDL, which are the two worst fractions. But the doctors don't even measure those fractions. They just estimate it based on nuclear spectroscopy. So what I see happening is the medical system is playing around the edges of things and not really wanting to solve it. And I went into medicine to actually solve it. And literally, if you give me enough time, I can solve any problem, literally. I'm not boasting in there. I'm just telling you because my mind does not stop 24/7 on trying to solve something, even if it takes decades. And the system is evil. This antiviral, for example, I came out before the H5N1 flu with my universal antiviral, which is called NutriDefense. And it blocks the receptor binding domain with an anhydrous catechin, the most powerful antioxidant in the world from Japan, called polyphenon. It also blocks a viral capsid with lauric acid and inosine that disrupts the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses so that if you're taking a sufficient dosage of this, viral infections get not only attached to your tissues, it disrupts the capsid of all encapsulated RNA and DNA viruses, and it also blocks the Fenton reaction, which is an iron-based reaction that allows pathogens and viruses to invade tissue planes. So it operates at all three levels to block it. And if you use that along with high-dose Power-C, we have one case a few years ago in 9/11, after the H1N1 flu in 2009. It was a very intelligent health professional who got sick, and he insisted that they give him IV vitamin C because he was dying of the end-stage H1N1 flu. And he actually got his family came in with lawyers and actually threatened to sue the hospital unless he would do it. They were planning on him probably being dead the next morning. And when he got the IV vitamin C the next morning, he walked home without even having to have a ventilator or any assistive walking device. So the system is evil as hell, and we have to call them to task. And the lawyers and the legal system protects them, big pharma, big Medica, and also the big government. I mean, the share prices for the big drug companies and the big insurance carriers like Health One Columbia didn't go down when the Senate was going to pass the so-called Obamacare repeal and replace, because it wasn't going to fix the problem. That's why the entire thing was I call it the theater of politics. It was evil.
I wish I could dispute you, Bill. I really do. I wish I could say, no, Bill, you're absolutely wrong. Unfortunately, I can't. Because after being in medicine for 35 years myself, I see that there is scant. Not that there aren't good people in medicine. There are a lot of great
doctors, a lot of great nurses.
Yeah, but the system itself is the system itself has been corrupted.
I'll tell you the reason why it's so bad. It's bad for three reasons. The system is corrupted, as you say, but the second reason is cowardice. I can remember, literally, I remember 12 years ago, I went to a conference in Phoenix, Arizona, and one of the doctors said, I've known you for years, Deagle, and I used to think you're a nutball, but now I realize you're actually crazy intelligent, and you understand these things, and you're brave enough to say it, even if it pisses off your colleagues, and it'll cause you to lose your license or get damaged or attacked, because I've heard your stories. He says, I can't deal with any more guilt, and I don't want to lose my license or get or go bankrupt, so please don't teach me anything else, because it'll cause me to be before the state medical board or the hospital privileges committee, and even though it helps my patients, I can't deal with the guilt. That's what he said to me. Now, so that's the second reason. The third reason is that they bring people into medical systems that have neither the medical or emotional talents to heal as a doctor. Now, one of the things people have to understand that they're what I call medicine is something where you have to be empathic, but not emotional. Do you know what I mean? And the problem is emotionality, whether it's because I want to make enough money to get a bigger boat, or is I'm such a great doctor because, you know, they have this God complex, that I'm always right no matter what because I've been, say, a surgeon for 30 years. And the problem is that if you think you know everything, you can be taught nothing. I open up my morning and I think I know nothing and I want to learn more. And as they say, the valley of stupid is the pathway to the mountain of wisdom, knowledge, and power. And most doctors are afraid to actually feel stupid for a while by asking questions that their things they were taught in medical school or residency or even in their practice has been wrong for decades, and they've actually been killing people with chemotherapy that's non-gene-based, or they don't approach the problem like high cholesterol. You walk into an average cardiologist or internist or family doctor, and your cholesterol is 250, they're going to slap you on an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. So 4 years ago and a half, I had Dr. Graveline on from NASA, and his doctors convinced him and frightened him enough, even though he's an MD and had more clues, to go on Zocor. And he went on it, and within 3 months he had transient global amnesia and couldn't recognize his wife. So his wife was smart enough to get him off it, and it took him 6 months to recover. But when he did, he actually, because he's a biochemist as well, he came through, and I have a PowerPoint that I'll be posting back up on my site of his presentation. I'm going to do a video and bring him back on the program. But in 2003, I had a drug rep come to my office from Denver. And she said, Dr. Deagle, you're not providing, she threw a 50-page report at my desk. I thought you were a nice doctor. He says, you're not prescribing our drug or our competitors. I said, I do not see a Swami hat on your head. And she said, what do you mean? I said, I opened it up and there were histograms and pie charts. And I said, oh my gosh, where did you get all this data? She said, from a company in Ohio. I said, where did they get the data? She said, they used your DEA number to scan your prescriptions that went through the pharmacy. I said, are you kidding?
You're absolutely right. Physician's drug use, every drug a doctor writes for is on the computer and is kept.
Right.
And that's wrong.
So I told her that's a violation
of your privacy, and it allows them to target you.
Exactly. So
I have to run because
I appreciate it. So thank you for coming on again, World Health Fund, and we're going to get back on soon.
Thank you, Bill. It's I really appreciate the work you're doing. God
thank
bless.
You for inviting me to speak at the Academy and stimulate other doctors.
Daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Help support Revolution Radio. Contact RevolutionRadio.org and promote them with donations, and listen to the NutriMedical Report show on Revolution Radio starting this May 2017.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
like to go over some of our latest consultations. By the way, I do them 7 days a week, and everybody can qualify. They're free. You can email me by emailing at NutriMedical at drbilldeagle.com. NutriMedical at drbilldeagle.com. Hope you're enjoying the new websites. If there's any little minor glitches and things, we're brightening up our buttons for order placing where the coupon is. It makes it easier to see. We're trying to improve all of the functionality for everybody out there. Once you get used to it, everybody needs to re-register, though. Please re-register, because it doesn't transfer from the old database. You can't put funny emails in. It has to actually be a real email, or it doesn't work. And the system is very, very intelligent. It helps us. You don't have to log in, for example. Once you get a subscription to the wellness conditions, it will remember you. So we don't have to give you a new email, password all the time. It's automatic. Let's see. I had a young lady who ended up having a protocol given to her a number of months ago, and she was very concerned that she couldn't take it all. And so what it is, I have reduced that protocol for her to make it much easier to do so, and that's kind of cool. We're able to provide her, for example, with a protocol to give her the specific things, for example, for her repetitive motion upper extremity neuropathy syndrome, which is a polyinterfascious nerve entrapment syndrome. There's 21 pinch points between the motor neuron origin and the temporal lobe and the motor end plate for the median nerve, and 18 pinch points for the ulnar nerve between now and the motor end plate. You can take things like ultrasound B1 and Neurogen and Gamma E-plus to start with in terms of peripheral neuropathy. I usually recommend interfascial enzymes such as the InflamX, 5 to 6 capsules, 2 to 3 times a day. And then my favorite massage is Thai massage, because it stretches the muscle bellies and does, in a sense, almost like a pseudo-chiropractic and physical therapy as well, to get full range of motion of the joints back as well, because interfascial adhesions are adhesions between the the periosteum of the bone and the fascia of muscle bundles can actually be restricting range of motion, causing a lot of pain and nerve entrapment syndromes. We have, of course, the Lumen Photon. I'll be setting up a special link page to our previous technologies we have. That'll be over on NutriMedical, such as the hyperbaric chambers, the Summit to See hyperbaric chambers, matrix pulse, etc. She asked questions about that. I have those links there. All of our suppliers, though, in order to get interviews back on the show, must have a link back to NutriMedical, because we need that. Those people understand that if you take these technologies, you need to have the right nutraceuticals in your body, or you won't get the benefit from the technology that you use. You can't just use a machine and expect to get better without the right biomolecules in your body to promote healing. So that's very important. Let's see. I sent a recent update to a protocol that I gave to Betty Martini on aspartame detoxification. And I think people should be aware of that. Now, I have a gentleman, Dan, who consulted regarding his baby who can't self-soothe, and this is a grandchild. Leads to poor sleep and frequent night wakenings, etc., and very restless. And I recommend that you start off, and you can give this is a year-and-a-half-old child, so you can make a smoothie to give to the child that contains a portion, let's say half of a capsule of Nutrimune 26Y, living probiotics, and a crushed capsule with a little mortar and pestle of GastroHeal, and just 2 drops of Nutridyne to deal with any dysbiosis. And you want to put in a non-cow's milk or juice smoothie 4 times a day, and that'll help to settle the baby down. Back in a moment. Your questions, 800-313-9443. We're going to go through a whole range of new consults and questions. The tougher, the better. And call about any problem you want to call in, 800-313-9443.
You are
NutriMedical's Nutru Silver is a must for every family's medicine cabinet. 100% safe for children and adults, it protects and promotes health by completely removing stealth and major pathogens. Silver must be in its ionic state to activate and kill singlet oxygen, killing capacity for viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It has a maximum punch because it is delivered in a liposomal enzymatic envelope and is hydrogenated. It's so safe that you can put drops in your eyes, inhale in your sinuses or lungs. NutriSilver orally will clear pathogens from your GI tract, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. It's thousands of times stronger than any nanoparticle or colloidal silver anywhere else. and every cerebral atom is activated to kill pathogens and stimulate stem cells. Our customers tell us that if they wake up with a sore throat, take a few sprays of NutriSilver in a few minutes, they are already feeling better. NutriSilver is truly amazing. Try it and you'll see the results for yourself. Dosages are small because of Nutramedical's advanced technology, topical or internal applications. Order at NutriSilver today with free shipping at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Are you tired of running to your doctor for medical tests like iron levels and bone density? How would you like to have the access to your own diagnostics? This simple interpretive test can give you results in just a few minutes right in your own computer. Find out if you have high cholesterol, viscous blood, abnormal blood sugar, developing eye problems, dropping hormone levels, and normal organ function. Dr. Bill's QRMA uses the magnetic fields of your body and harmonic frequencies to predict functional abnormalities and deficiencies. The QRMA, or quantitative resonant magnetic test, is quick, non-invasive, and simple to use. Colorful display reads off mild, moderate, or severe deviations of normal standards. Why is Dr. Bill's QRMA so predictively accurate? It compares it to a massive database, and you can send the results for Dr. Bill to do an interpretation, as all analyses for you and your family are totally included in the cost of the machine. You can purchase the QRMA now at an amazing sale price with payments spread over 6 months. The QRMA is quick and safe. Go to NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix. Finally, a high-quality bioactivated multivitamin and mineral drink that tastes fruity, delicious for the whole family. NutriMedical's Vitamineral Mix will deliver activated nutrients to your cells, jumping genetic toxic blockades to fully activation. Powered not by in any other multivitamin mineral supplement, every metabolically converted vitamin and bioalbion chelated mineral jumps across the cell membranes to full activation. Energy, detoxification, regeneration, and hormones at peak performance will be yours and your children's. Stimulate your maximum potential and live to the full for your whole family with Vitamineral Mix. That's VitaminerLMix at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. Vitamineral Mix for maximum activation of the best vitamin for your family. I want you out there to speak up, ask good questions. You can disagree, but don't be disagreeable. Don't do ad hominem attacks because of me or my guests. Maybe ruffle you because of our personalities or my pontification or rapid speech or being too technical. I just do the best I can. I have a good heart trying to be the best I can to you out there, our NutriMed listeners and users and customer patient clients. What I got a panic call last week, actually, at midnight, believe it or not, wanting to help a gentleman whose friend developed a transverse myelitis of the upper spinal cord, becoming quadriplegic due to chemotherapy and radiation. I want to talk about this. A lot of the treatments we give in medicine, both toxic polypharmacy, chemo, and radiation, are extremely damaging. There's a number of reasons why we're having a massive explosion of dementia. It's toxic vaccines. It's toxic GMO food. It's biotoxins in our water like fluoride. chloride and bromide. It's recirculating if toxic pollutants that are not removed from the water supply, such as in Orange County or many other cities like Phoenix, Arizona. I call toilet to tap water. We have radiation and chemotherapy that are particularly damaging. Virtually everyone who's got head and neck radiation and we call chemo brain are going to develop dementia for a period, and after a period of what seems to be several months, they have are never normal after their original event, but eventually become demented and have neuron cell dropout. So I'm going to talk about this protocol, and I'll go explain why this protocol was crafted this way. It also steps up to use heterochromic peptides that I obtained from the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. I also can link up with stem cell clinics in Europe, North America, south of the border in Mexico, or in Central America and elsewhere. There are three types of stem cells. You can do autologous stem cells from your own bone marrow. You can do stem cells from your adipose tissues by liposuction. And you can do a stem cell line developed by Stemmedica that's in a hypoxic environment to actually make them more resilient. These hypoxic stem cells are much higher in content than the average. Stem cell therapy will not work, though, however, unless you clean up the patient and provide the biomolecules to actually rebuild the tissue to reclone you into a future. Whether it's a damage due to a chemotherapy and radiation where you're getting neuron cell dropout from free radicals. So we start off with a neurogen. It's docosahexaenoic acid, the highest quality you can obtain, to remyelinate your nerve fiber tracts that are causing the transverse myelitis. You need anti-inflammatory fatty acids, Omega Supreme Pro, two soft gels three times a day, and the neurogen at least two soft gels three times a day. Brain power, which blocks the NMDA receptor in the brain, which is upregulated in inflammatory pathways, and you have to block that receptor pathway. Brain magnesium, which will protect the brain against peroxynitrate and nitroperoxy radical and hydroperoxy radical and free radicals. Gamma E+, which is tocotrienols and tocopherols, is particularly important for eliminating, reducing nitroperoxy radical. VenaWay, which protects the arterial wall of the brain and blood vessels because they're often damaged, and you get accelerated degeneration of the endothelial lining of vessels that supply the brain and the ascending vertebral arteries. We want to reduce cytokines. After you have radiation chemo, you have increased cytokine levels in not only the tissue but in the brain. Neutramune 26Y and Cell Defense Plus, this twin of Cell Defense Plus, which is the highest absorbed form of curcumin on the planet. Very important, two caps each, three times a day. You want our activated vitamins and vitamin max or vitamin mix. At least one scoop, and you can use a mix and a scoop two or three times a day. Minerals Plus, and of course the Mountain Red Velvet, at least two capsules three times a day. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which is a form of CoQ10 that crosses the blood-brain barrier for brain metabolism. And then we use the heterochromic peptides for brain and spinal cord regeneration. And then trans-spinal lumen photon therapy, morphogenic field therapy with my little device that I developed. It's under $100. And as I say, I'm working on technology for a morphogenic field therapy. It'll be an upgrade to my Dynatens, which will be repatented from my 1986 patents that is 31 years ago. So that'll be available here as well. So those technologies, right now the lumen photon is extremely effective. We put it on the setting 3 for spinal regeneration, setting 7 for turning off inflammation. You need to probably use 15 to 30 minutes of each 2 to 3 times a day, along with mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy with ozone. You want to get the ozone machine from us. If you contact me directly, I will arrange for the purchase or lease of your hyperbaric oxygen chamber. I like the Vertical Grand Dive is my favorite because you can sit in a chair and watch television or go on your computer. You can get the horizontal dives, and they have the biggest and the best chambers, but you need to go through me. So you contact me, and I can arrange everything. Don't go directly to the company. Come directly to me, and I will help you to get the right chamber and the right equipment with it. Gentleman asked about non-bacterial prostatitis. Prostate flow, you want to take a soft gel twice a day? We have Wayne in Colorado. You have a question about varicose veins and symptoms of getting worse and more varied. Go ahead.
Yes, I've had an ultrasound done on my legs, and the doctor hasn't gotten back with me on the review on that. But since then, they've gotten worse. I've felt the tingling and the burning go clear up even below my waist. I've had tingling in my face and my head and hot spots, and it just seems to be more involved.
It's more than just varicose veins. What is varicosity? Every so many centimeters along your veins, you have little valves so that you don't have a column of blood that's really long. Those valve leaflets, if the vein gets large enough, the valves are no longer competent, so they can't stop that column of blood building up pressure. There's two major things you need to do with vein away, and we can add other things to it, but the first is vein away, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day. It's diosmin developed from the Spanish orange, and it's been researched 35 plus years in Europe. It's similar to the molecule that's in the drug Entresto that reverses heart failure, but it reverses vascular damage by blocking what's called beta natriuretic peptidase. So it protects your vessel walls. The second is that when veins get incompetent, they lose what's called elastin in the artery wall. And what you need to do is take copper Regenimax, Minerals Plus, and you need to take Collagen Max. Collagen Max, we use it even for people that have aortic aneurysm, and we can literally give them Collagen Max and literally stop the expansion of their aortic aneurysm, which is basically weakening of the vessel wall so it starts to balloon up. That's what happens with varicosities there, the vessels are ballooning. Now, the numbness and tingling you have, it sounds like you've got some forms of polyneuropathy developing in your body. First thing to take for that is ultrathiamine B1. And, of course, we want to use things to stop the free radicals, including gamma A+, and cell detox glutathione, and the anti-inflammatory fatty acids, Omega Supreme Pro, and Neurogen, which is docosahexaenoic acid. If you're developing migratory polyneuropathy around various tissues, we should do some testing to find out if you have an autoimmune disease nascently developing, like lupus or some other autoimmune condition, or prediabetes or some other condition that's causing neuropathy. Most people are getting tingling and numbness in various places, not just their peripheral arms and legs, have got some form of autoimmunity developing, like lupus erythematosus. And I can turn it off. Usually everybody doesn't realize this, but the doctors, I want to try to train them. Every autoimmune disease is small bowel overgrowth, leaky gut syndrome, food allergies, and what's called, we call autologous protein, we call it immunogenicity. So there's proteins, for example, throughout your body. Your body can get sensitized because there's a stealth pathogen or a toxin that attaches to it and makes your body start to attack that tissue. So I know how to reverse that. So the basic protocol is vein away and collagen max for your vessels, and then for your nerves is ultrasound B1 and Neurogen and Mega Supreme Pro.
Yeah, appreciate that. I've been started taking some of them already, so.
That's good. And the thing is, I tell people, if it doesn't make progress in 2 to 4 weeks, we can do additional nutrients, and if we still don't make progress, we do a full consult and do testing. For example, if you were, let's say, an ex-military person, you're exposed to methylethyl ketone or heavy metals, or you worked in the military and you're exposed to depleted uranium, you may need to have heavy metal detox. Did you ever get exposed in the military or in work to toxic volatile chemicals, heavy metals, or military service?
No, never did.
Have you... is there any family history or personal history of thyroid problems, diabetes, or any other health condition?
Yeah, I've had relatives with diabetes, my dad and my brother.
Right, so the thing we got to do, remember, you've heard my story about diabetes, and I've actually found not only the initial cause with Dr. Hugh and got persecuted over it, I actually have found the final cause of what diabetes is. And it's a free radical disorder where your skeletal striated muscles lose isoenzyme, superoxide dismutase, copper zinc. You lose an isoenzyme and you lose your insulin receptors, so you end up with hyperinsulinemia, which causes a rebound increase in cortisol output and glucagon. And the glucagon makes your liver convert the protein in your liver overnight to sugar. Sugar is not damaging unless there's free radicals, so when your body is flushed with singlet oxygen from the loss of SOD1, it glycates proteins and attaches to body proteins and can cause peripheral neuropathy and damage your vessel walls by oxidizing the fatty acids in VLDL3 and small particle HDL. And if you want to prove those fractions, I can actually send a blood kit to you to actually measure the not only the Singulex blood fractions, but also do a lipid electrophoresis, which none of the doctors and cardiologists are doing. I did work with a top cardiologist from Harvard and had a dual laser viscometer in my office in Denver. And the thing is, I'm a scientist first, and I care about people and want to find the cause of illness, and a doctor second. So if you don't have the scientific background and the artful ability to put the science together in an artful way, and you have compassion for human beings, not a profit motive, you're not going to solve health problems. And so I went into medicine with the right heart and the right intellectual capacities and the right artful presentation to take these technologies and develop treatments and evaluations and cures for illnesses that other doctors say are impossible. So I have 320 health protocols that I have for different health conditions that most people think can't be treated at all, or treated only or mediated by drugs, and they're wrong. Drugs have their place, and I'd say 5 to 10% of the time, especially in ICU, but they're overused and they're misused. Many of them are actually extremely dangerous, and they're photoactivated in your skin. by sunlight exposure. They interact with your genetics, depending on your genes. And 30 years ago in Ohio, they actually did a display where they should be testing the genetics of the patient's ability of their detox, phase two detox pathways, like 2A4, pathways, et cetera, in their detox pathways. And in Japan, which they took that research seriously, every Japanese has their phase two detox pathways on their health card, so they know if they give a specific drug, it's going to get orbital because they can't detoxify it. And some drugs will literally block the receptors. So we had an antihistamine years ago. I'd say this about 15, 20 years ago, when we had this drug. It was an antihistamine, and if you took it, and you took a cardiac drug, you went into full heart block because the heart drug was detoxified by the same pathway. So you could have a cardiac arrest caused by taking an antihistamine. So the health professions are very poor scientists, very poor logicians, and they are not artful in terms of how they apply medicine, and I'm trying to be their teacher, which I am.
Is there any benefit from them stripping the veins or long-term?
Well, there are several ways of approaching the veins. Firstly, you can do laser therapy on the veins, which is the least traumatic. You can strip the veins, which I've actually assisted in doing the surgery. It's pretty traumatic. If you ever see it down in the operating room, you go, you'll cringe seeing somebody having their veins stripped. Laser treatment of the veins is much more effective than people think. And I would, if somebody has some ugly veins that are not going to heal because they're already fixedly dilated, I would get laser therapy with a laser plastic surgeon. But then you want to prevent further veins from developing, and you take our nutraceuticals. So I would say laser therapy with a plastic surgeon. Don't have a vascular surgeon strip them if you can avoid it, and do laser therapy.
Okay, then I forgot the question I was going to ask. Any long-term consequences of, I've heard that some of the veins they take out are used for heart bypass, which I don't think I'll ever have to worry about.
No, those are lower veins of your lower leg, no. The problem is, though, when you take out superficial veins, you increase the blood flow of the inferior veins, and you have to understand, and this is, goes back to Harvey's research 500 years ago about the heart. The Harvey's theory about circulation. Harvey's theory is incorrect. The heart pumps 30% of the blood away from your heart, and it's the contractile waves of your secondary shearing force affecting the vessels that in a healthy heart pump 70% of your blood to the peripheral tissues. There's absolutely no action by the heart to suck blood back to the heart itself. It's all the peristaltic wave contraction of the venules and veins. All the heart does is pump the blood out to the lung fields and then pump out the initial shearing force to the aorta and major arteries, the ascending arteries to the head and neck, and it's a contractile wave of force that actually moves the blood forward into your head or into your peripheral tissues and your kidneys. When doctors don't understand this physiology, they make major mistakes and they don't understand what blood pressure is. Blood pressure basically is the failure of vessels, not the heart, and the vessels are not getting a proper shearing force because they don't generate nitric oxide. The vessel walls are now getting calcified, and you can decalcify it with full vitamin K2, minoquinone 7. You can increase nitric oxide with Supernox and Cardiovasc. You can improve metabolism of the artery wall with CoQ10 Supreme and CoQ10 Ubiquinol, which is a reserve form. And you can take our propionyl L-carnitine, which all bioconverted, and make sure you're taking adequate levels of magnesium because the contractile wave of your heart and vessels has to have a counterion, and that's magnesium, and ours is the most bowel-tolerant, called magnesium L-glycinate. So the problem is that the drugs are dramatically reduced or eliminated if you take my nutraceuticals. And if you do need something, there are a very limited number of drugs that are safe for your heart or vessels. But the approach that doctors take toward blood pressures is absolutely asinine. It's ridiculous.
Really appreciate it. I was just really concerned about the burning and the...
The burning and so on. I would recommend you try my nutraceuticals for... If you're getting burning and other symptoms, you're getting signs not just of vasculitis, you're getting signs of peripheral neuropathy. So the vasculitis will respond to the vein away, the ultrathiamine B1. And, of course, we also strongly recommend that people take natokinase to reduce blood viscometry. When your blood is viscous, it actually forms varicose veins because the vessels are pushing through blood that's much thicker than it should be. It's what's called internal viscosity. Non-Newtonian fluid dynamics is too thick, and you can measure that with a dual laser viscometry, which I had one in my office in Denver. I had the only one west of Harvard University in the early 2000s with a cardiologist doing research with. And you can do that test now through Meridian Valley Labs, and I can send your blood. The blood has to be sent to Meridian Valley overnight on a Monday, so it arrives there quickly to get your test done. I recently had mine done, and I take a lot of natokinase. If you don't reduce your blood viscometry, and I do not ever recommend Cooper.
Yeah, I've had natokinase on hand, and I need to be taking it regularly.
Yeah, a lot of people take baby dosages. The average male that has elevated blood pressure or varicose veins and so on needs to be taking probably at least three times a day. But you need a test. If you don't test, you don't know. If you do a blood viscometry test and it's good, you can back off a little bit and then retest, say, in 60 days. But the primary cause of heart disease is infected biofilm and increased blood viscometry that's directly parallel to increased free radicals and elevated cytokine levels in your blood vessel walls like interleukin, IL-17, TNF-alpha, and other free radicals. So if you talk to the average cardiologist, their eyes rotate in opposite directions if you talk to biochemistry because they don't know it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
There you go. You're brave. Thank you for calling in with your question. Be out there. Be brave now. Call in. I don't bite, and if I do, I've had radio distemper shots. Ha ha. 800-313-9443.
A powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and of course we're going to be joined in the next hour with Dr. Bob Teal, from the Continuing Church of God, quite an amazing program. Tomorrow we have back our Karatbar University, and we also have some amazing programs. Josh Bernstein back on Wednesday. Jonathan Gray will be back from New Zealand on Wednesday as well. Remarkable programs. We're always trying to, you know, inform, entertain, and empower you with the most the best information on health, geopolitical, and spiritual issues. So to go over the websites again, it's important that you understand if you go to NutraMedical, and you'll see there are new updates. You can now shop by products, including not only A to Z, but diagnostics, therapeutics, doctor consults, the Lumen Photon with the 9 different machines, Pure Water Systems, the QRMA, and a QRMA comes either as the machine itself at $249 or with consults. It's a much better deal to get it with consults for you and your family forever. Health concerns, we have a number of health concerns, about probably around 30. There eventually will be an AI system we call a personal health assistant questionnaire that I'm setting up in the fall. And the media and news, of course, you go to the first tab, it shows you without the picture. That media news is very, very useful because you see the NutraMedical report with all the fancy pictures to confuse you. And it says right now, read more, but it's going to be changed to listen or listen and watch so you can actually get the full file. All of the latest files are available. We have, of course, the full Deagle Network, which includes audio and video, news by category, latest news, and a direct link to Clay and Iron, which includes all the regular worldwide news, the Christian information news and analysis, and above government technologies, including such things as the false flags, World Trade Center Tower, etc., Oklahoma City, and many others. Wellness protocols, amazing, 320 plus protocols available to you with a subscription of $9.95 a month and $95 a year. Well worth it. And contact us. We've done some upgrades there. You can order by mail. If you do order by mail, we have an address for you to send to our P.O. Box system. And there is no shipping charge if you order by mail. We actually, because we don't have to pay credit card fees, you get it free. You can also put questions for firing line, but anybody can raise a question. So if you go to contact us, you'll see my email there, which is Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical at drbilldeagle.com. It's N-U-T-R-I medical at drbilldeagle.com, and I return all emails. You can be a customer, non-customer. You can ask for aggressive information. There are several situations, though, where if your case gets too complex, you're not making progress, I'm going to recommend a consultation. I will recommend for advanced and directed medical care, chiropractic, Thai massage, whatever it happens to be. I will recommend not only quantum testing if you get a QRMA machine, but you can have, if you vie for options to do functional medicine, blood, urine, stool, and other testing, I can send the test kits directly to you now, and you can actually then arrange to actually have the test kits brought to a LabCorp or Quest or have a mobile tech come to your home. So that's available now. If you look at our other websites, which is Clay and Iron, you'll see the Clay and Iron website. We have our mentoring center. The topical teachings are not yet posted up, but they will be probably today. All our PowerPoints, this is all free. The news items are amazing. This covers not only all news that's posted, but news by categories. It's the primary place. If you want to read news articles other than health and wellness, go to Clay and Iron. You can shop for all of our my products and DVDs and so on, and all of our books of our Christian co-hosts. They're all posted here at clayandiron.com. There's a direct link back to NutraMedical, and of course, contact us here at NutraMedical and me specifically to answer your questions. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Bob Thiel. It should be an amazing program. Stay tuned. Back in just a moment.
The opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.